Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Taisha Hardin, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. The meditation this morning comes from day 320 in the devotional Meet the Bible. This devotion covers Romans 14 and 1 through 15 and 13 and is entitled The Weak and the Strong. Our society is full of opinions. In all honesty, most are not based on fact, but preferences according to upbringing, culture, and other factors that shape the way we think. Some would call it personal theology. These things not only shape how we think, but they heavily influence the way we act. One example would be how we seek to categorize people. Children, because of their age, are told to be seen and not heard, implying a lack of wisdom. Women, regardless of their contributions, are met with inequality and gender bias. Minorities, which are really the majority, are disregarded, disenfranchised, and often treated as less than. And even the views on the conduct of those who call themselves believers. Not the tenets of the Christian faith, but issues like if women can wear pants. Is having an occasional drink wrong? Should we stand or sit when scripture is read? And so on and so forth. These preferences only divide us and lead us further away from the mission of unity. They begin to take root and cause judgment of others. Paul, in this epistle, is addressing a diverse population in Rome. At this juncture, we find Paul defining the two groups as those who are weak in the faith and those who are strong. The weak pass judgment on the strong, and the strong despise the weak. They were arguing over issues of faith. Some engaged in denying themselves of things to reach a higher spirituality. Some observed certain religious days while others didn't. Others continued to perform works they believed were necessary for salvation. Paul does not condemn any of these. Instead, he admonishes them to not only get along, but to bear one another's burdens. Romans 15, 1 through 2 states, "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification." Often we associate strength with one's ability to tolerate high amounts of weight or pressure, or with something that has the capacity to withstand great force, or even one's mental or emotional ability to handle difficulty. It is usually in contrast with being weak, and we know that our society views weakness as vulnerability. However, I believe this passage of scripture is instructing us today to show mercy and concern for one another, to allow love to be our guiding principle for every interaction with one another, to not allow division into weak and strong. The truth is, God receives all of us in our weakness. God's attitude towards us, in our frailty, in our sin, was what moved God to action by sending his only son as the remedy for our weakness. If we are to really take on the mind of Christ, we should work to accept where people are in their pilgrimage to faith, to allow the Holy Spirit to do the reminding of God's word. One of the key components of the Christian life is how we dwell in community with one another. We can do this by not causing injury to one another, passing judgment, or being a stumbling block, but instead asking God to work in us and through us to help each other in our walk with Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon us. Give us fresh eyes to see and hear your word, God, not to be divided by our preferences, but to be joined together by the things that unite us in the Christian faith. God, that you would use us as thy instruments of thy service, that you would work through us not to be stumbling blocks or pass judgment upon others, but to be an example of Christ's love. That you would guide us in all of our interactions, that we would not be divided, but that unity should be the order of the day. God, we ask now that you work in each of us, that we would not live in condemnation or condemn others, but that the Holy Spirit would be allowed to do its work, that we would see others as you see them, and that they would see us as you see us. God, we pray this prayer for everyone that is listening this morning, that they would begin to have more of your Spirit and be fulfilled with your knowledge. God, that you would get the glory out of each of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you will have a prosperous and blessed day. We ask that you join us on Sunday in person or on our website at www.rayahope.org, Facebook, or YouTube, and that you would join us again on next Wednesday for our prayer call.